The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, May the 10th. This is Mother's Day weekend and we've got my good friend with us, Larry Brown, singer, storyteller, songwriter. Good
this
to have
Mother's
you.
Mother's Day weekend?
This is Mother's Day weekend.
Oh. Okay.
So hopefully you will have a story that somehow or another will incorporate Mother's Day. Into
mothering.
It.
Yes. It'll be a mothering story.
Okay. It's a chicken story, isn't it?
Well, this time of the year, don't all our hearts turn to chickens?
Do they?
Well, I was a little kid. You know, the chickens would come and my mother would help me, you know, nurture those little chickens into a mature adulthood.
All right. He wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me the title to the story. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and introduce my friend Larry Brown with a story about chickens on Mother's Day weekend, and hopefully you will tie the two together. And I don't know what the name of the story is.
Sure.
All right, Larry Brown, take it.
Joe Bob was awakened in the middle of the night with a bright light that filled up the barnyard, and he got it out into his clothes, stumbled out into the backyard, you know, looking for the shotgun. Somebody was into the chickens, he was assuming, but when he got out, the night was still. He heard this kind of weird sound going, you know, kind of off into the sky, and he looked around, and he went immediately to the chicken house, you know, and shined a flashlight in there, and there were some chickens missing. Somebody was messing with the chickens. Well, he didn't find any trace of animals. There wasn't anything else going on, just some chickens were missing. Well, you know, he got back into bed and disturbed Martha and so on, and they'd kind of forgotten about it until a few nights later, the same thing happened. He was awakened in the middle of the night, which what he thought was a bright light. By the time he got out there, no bright lights, went in and noticed that some chickens were missing, but it looked like some chickens that had been missing were back again. Now, that was really strange. Well, he figured out. He'd been down there in northwest Arkansas and had decided not to participate in these confinement animal feeding operations, you know, where they just, you know, turn chickens into factories. And he said, I want to do free-range organic chicken ranching. And a lot of his friends were not pleased with his sort of resisting the current. He said, you know, raising chickens, it's like mothering. You know, it's bringing up those chicks. And he says, you don't put them in factories. So he figured somebody was messing with him. But it so happened at about that time, there was a chicken whisperer that was kind of making the rounds, you know, helping people adjust to chicken. She would be hired, and she would come in like a mother hen and come in and get down and listen to the chickens and figure out what was going on. And when he hired her, her name was Ruth. She actually had a degree in poultrology, but Dr. Ruth wasn't really working, so she went by Sister Ruth. Well, he had Sister Ruth out there, and she was down there listening to the chickens and all day long kind of down there with them, you know. And you know, she came back at the end of the day, and she said, I think they've had a close encounter of the third or fourth kind. And Joe Bob said, You don't mean, she said, yes. You stay out every night. Well, he did. Every night he would go out, and sure enough, one night, coming down out of the sky was this huge egg-shaped thing, and two smaller little egg-shaped vehicles just kind of hovered in the barnyard, filled the barnyard with light, you know, that sound going on. And he saw a beam of light come out of the ship down to the chicken house, and some chickens went in on that light, and then some chickens came back out. Well, he stepped out, and he yelled at them, and next thing you know, the beam of light turned around and took him up into this ship. And he looked behind this huge plastic screen, and there was like a huge rooster-looking creature back there, and a little computer screen popped up in front of him, and they were able to translate. And they said, Joe Bob, we're from the planet Ovum, and we've been looking all over the universe for intelligent life, like our species, chickens. And we thought here on the planet Earth we found intelligence, but we found out that chickens here are an inferior species. They just are raised to be eaten, and they're put in factories, and says, we're just going to wipe out the whole Earth. And Joe Bob says, well, you can't do that. And they said, well, we'll give you 3 days. You come up with a good reason why not we're just going to wipe out the whole Earth because of the way you're treating chickens. And so back into space they went, left him behind. Well, he got in there immediately, and he called up Sister Ruth and got Martha, and they set her on the table, says, we got to figure it out. And they came up with a solution. Sure enough, 3 days later, the spaceship comes back. Joe Bob goes out there. They beam him up, and he's addressing these creatures back there. And he says, you know, millions of years ago, the planet was run by chickens. Well, we called them dinosaurs. But that's what they were. They were really chickens. They had feathers. They were structurally chickens. But things happened, and other species took over. But they're coming back. He said, you know, that's why I'm mothering these little chicks in my free-range organic farm with wonderful organic eggs. He says, I'm bringing back the chicken species, and they'll be rising again to the head of all of the animals on the planet. And they bought his argument and took off and said they wouldn't destroy the earth. But you know, there's rumors now. Every once in a while, somebody's been vandalizing and freeing the chickens from the factories down there. They say he wears a mask, and he always leaves behind a little silver egg. They're referring to him as the Free Ranger.
I didn't know how that story was going to end.
Well, it may not be over yet.
Oh, it's not over yet.
There he was. Perfect example of like a mother hen giving chicks new life and giving the earth a new start. Okay. Kind of like Mother Nature.
Yes. Well, you really did work Mother's Day into that story, Larry Brown.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of everything in it. Was that your story?
Well, I was raised by chickens, you know.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, well, right by them. Beside them. Yes, it was an original story.
That was one of your stories.
I do these chicken stories.
You know, Larry Brown is such a good storyteller. If you would like to hear a lot more of his stories, you can actually watch them, too.
I could tell real Mother's Day stories, too.
Yeah. You have a video? You have a video?
Oh, I have a DVD.
A DVD, right. That's what they're called now, aren't they? We've gone past the videotape era. A DVD and CDs. How can they get them, Larry?
Well, they can communicate with me, brownstory.com.
Okay.
Or they can email me. That's brownstory@hotmail.com.
Do you have any appearances coming up locally?
Well, I don't have any public appearances coming up. I just got back from the St. Louis Storytelling Festival, and I'll be another festival, big festival in the fall in Kansas City. So a little bit of an interim now. Got some private performances, coming up later this summer.
Talented guy. Plus, a really nice person, too, and a good friend.
Well, thanks.
And I
like motherly of you.
Yes, I like the way you work Mother's Day into it. And I do hope that whatever you're doing this weekend, I'm talking to our listeners and viewers right now. I hope that if your mom is with you, that you're able to spend time and tell her you love her. And if she is not with you, if she has passed on, remember she's still there in your heart,
caring for her little chicks.
That's right. That's right. So happy Mother's Day to you. Our program directed, Monday, we've got Moberly Area Community College on and Second Chance. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop us an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.